I've got a nice. I forgot ESPN's showing Australian games and USA games.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just caught the. I caught the first two quarters before I jumped on.
Oh, nice.
I tell you what, man, DeMarcus looks out of shape.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
I'm. You know what? I'm going to say for the show. We got a question.
He looks out of shape, man.
That's not good.
Well, it's 2 months away from what? Training camp.
Yeah, even still, man. I don't know.
We're getting into shape.
Between the ears, man. Between the ears.
Yeah, you're dick. 5 minutes back and I've already insulted your buttons.
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. I need to start the show off with an apology.
Oh, this would be good.
And I don't know, maybe you need to have a little bit of an apology too.
To who? I'm not apologizing to no one. Apologen?
I don't know if you remember. You remember, I'm sure. Dante Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole domestic assault. I mean, I know we ragged on him a little bit, you know.
Hang on, didn't I say we shouldn't go too hard because we don't know?
That's true, but this is the Courtside podcast and we always go hard.
No, you went too hard as usual.
No, look, I called him out a few times, you know, and it's just a bit of a shame, but yeah, wow, what a turn of events. So after basically a four-month investigation... Yep. The courts totally dismissed the charges of any sort of domestic assault and said that there was no proof beyond a reasonable doubt for the charged offence. So he is 100% innocent. He's been on the back burner. And let's face it, Cunningham, pretty much a blue-collar worker. Like, he would have been on the radar for a few teams.
Someone will pick him up. He's a decent role player. Someone will.
But my apologies go out to Dante Cunningham.
I'm not apologising because I didn't go that hard.
Wow. He basically said, you know, it's been the most nerve-wracking thing, knowing there were teams interested but they couldn't make any offers because obviously teams were holding off till they heard the outcome of the court case. And he just hated the fact that he was getting booed and hated that the fans didn't know the truth.
It's funny how a guy like... DeAndre Liggins can smash a 360 over his partner's and get training camp invites, but this guy gets nothing.
Kind of crazy a bit, huh? I mean, it just goes to show you, you know? Just can't trust him, Vince.
Well, that's why I keep telling you, mate. You go too hard too early. you're sick.
You're disturbing.
you and Ennis just go too hard.
You're on the wrong podcast, buddy. Well, look, we should jump into it. I know people have been talking about it. The not-so-secret Kevin Love trade finally done.
Oh, look, it's a good trade for both teams. I think everyone's pretty much on that. That's the general consensus. Everyone's happy for the T-Wolves. It's the T-Wolves' massive future, good future. Both teams have come out smelling like roses in this one.
I like it. I think Kevin Love may have... slipped up a little bit in the news conference today, saying that LeBron was quick to give him a call. Maybe a little too quick with that information, Kevin Love. I mean, I suppose the deal now is official. I don't know. Can the NBA go back once the deal's done and veto it again?
Nothing's getting vetoed, mate.
Does sound a little bit like tampering from LeBron James.
Mate, they... LeBron, Wade, and Bosch got together in the Olympics. Everyone knows it. The NBA knew it. They planned their little get together in Miami.
Yeah.
He said he's planning to stay though long term. So that's good for the Cavs. But I'm more excited for the T-Wolves.
I like the general manager. I think it's Glenn Taylor for Timberwolves.
That's the owner there.
The owner. Sorry. The owner came out and said that. The only thing he still has a question mark about is Kevin Love's health. He had a concern then. I still have that concern, and I think Cleveland should have that concern too. If they sign into a 5-year contract like they're thinking, I mean, that's a big contract in a guy that's had some times where he's missed games.
Nice parting shot. Shot to the ribs.
Nice rib shot, right? You should
move on.
That was like a, that was a kidney punch, that one, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
You should move on. I mean, he had no qualms about trying to re-sign Kevin Love after this year. Like, he wanted him to stay, so he's talking through his ass.
Yeah. He came out and said that had Kevin Love stayed, it would have been, you know, would have been his best year in Minnesota. But, you know, they had a big parade, a big carnival for Andrew Wiggins and Bennett and Thaddeus Young. I mean, obviously the attention was, you know, surrounding, and the buzz really surrounding around Wiggins. This is my quote.
So they should have a massive carnival. You know, get him in there, make him feel welcome.
But, well, that's what I was thinking. Like, the whole, once the deal was sort of finalized, I was like, they need to make a big deal about this. They need to go to, like, the extent of, you know, what Philly did for Andrew Bynum. I mean, I know that didn't pan out, but that whole, you know, they packed that hall and people were chanting and, like, he generally looked like he was so happy he landed there. I really felt like after all that Wiggins went through, he deserved that and he needed to go to, you know, a team that wanted him. He came out and said himself, you know, it's been a crazy summer, really up and down, kind of lost, not really knowing where I'm going to end up, but I wanted to play for a team that wanted me. I felt the love as soon as I got off the plane at the airport, so it's all good now. I'm excited for this season. And I'm like, you know what? I really do feel like this trade is the turning point in Minnesota franchise.
I was going to say pretty much along the lines of the same thing. If Wiggins turns out to be as advertised in a few years, this is the friend, you know, to be that franchise guy and that good. This is their guy they can build around and try and get that elusive championship. And hopefully he's the type of guy that can do what LeBron's done in Cleveland and attract really, really good free agents and other stars that want to come and play there.
Yeah,
if it means winning. You know, that's what LeBron does at Cleveland. Like, who would have gone to Cleveland this year if LeBron didn't go there?
Yeah.
Absolutely no one.
I mean,
that's what they need. That's what they need Wiggins to do. And it's about starting to change the culture now.
Yeah. So I have a sort of, you know, a sort of thought about this. I mean, you know, we've all sort of known about the deal now for months, you know, and then it hits that stage because we have so much access to stuff that, you know, we just get a little bit sick of it. You know, we just want the deal to happen already. But those rumors, that they don't get out, you know, by mistake, right? I mean, if a team wants to keep something hush, they can do that. So,
yeah, they can, but there's always some little ferret that leaks something in there.
Well, my whole thought is just, you know, should all deals, you know, be leaked to the media, or did this one just need to be leaked so both teams could gauge interest?
I'm not sure. I mean,
is it just, you know, we're in that age now where it's, you know, everything's so instant and there's so much access that it's inevitable that stuff's going to get out?
I think it's probably inevitable, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Flip sort of, you know, leaked something about the Cavs and then went to Phoenix and said, hey, look, they're offering us Wiggins and Bennett and this. What have you guys got for us, you know?
Yeah, I suppose when it's, you know, you're talking about such high-profile players and, you know, there's so many moving pieces in it, maybe it needs to be floated out there to see what comes back.
Well, I think he played it beautifully. And he stuck fat. Like, I'm going to toot my own bloody horn here. I called it. Bloody called it. And I think Joey from Timberwolves Explosion needs to...
Joey!
He needs to apologise to Flip. I haven't heard it yet, but yeah, he needs to apologise because he was. Oh, I don't know. I don't like the job Flip's doing. I don't know what Flip's doing. He thought I was crazy.
I think I'm going to hand it to him. You know, I think he gets the dual jersey worthy from us.
Oh, massive.
Okay. Well, look, the deal went through, and no Mo Williams was involved in the deal.
Which I tried to tell you.
I know. So now that the deal is final,
I'd be slapping the living snot out of you.
I'm going to pay up my slap bet.
Yeah, you better.
It's only fair.
Slap your face, not your ass.
Okay, here it comes. You ready?
Oh, God, yes.
It's going to suck. This is going to suck.
Do it.
Okay, here it comes.
That was nice. That hit the meaty part of your cheek.
That was the higher end of the cheek, too. So, there you go. Paid in full.
I'm so glad that wasn't me. You should have thrown the bum fluff out on your face so you could push it a bit more.
Yeah, I shaved it back the other day too. That kind of sucked a little bit. Well, I just want to give a courtside salute, Vince, to Dick Bavetta.
Oh, Dick. We all love Dick, don't we?
Retiring. Retiring the Dick.
Better variety. Jesus Christ, I'm gone.
But
Richard Bavetta, I mean.
Look, 2,635 consecutive games, 270 playoff contests, and 27 NBA final games.
Could have went one more year, surely.
He doesn't have to run for the rest of his life, right? Like, he's done his running.
He'd want to go for a couple of walks around the block, though, because otherwise he'll seize up. His body won't know what hit it. What a great ref, though. Grew up watching Dick going up and down the sidelines. That's just weird. That's just weird.
Best soundbite ever.
Mr. Bavetta running up and down. Is he going to stay on as like a referee's coach or consultant?
Not that I'm aware of. Like, I'm pretty sure he and his wife are pretty heavily involved in like charity, so I think they'll probably head off, you know, probably got a nice home in Florida or something like that and probably just work on some charity stuff. But, I mean, hey, a hell of a career and a hell of a... I mean, I can't see that record being broken anytime soon.
Nah, but I've got a question.
Sure.
You know that running contest you had with Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
Why did he kiss Barkley on the lips afterwards?
I try to forget it.
It was just awkward, wasn't it?
It was. I didn't find it that funny. I thought it was just a bit...
It was...
silly.
It was totes orcs.
I was just like, ah, really? Okay.
Yeah, what's going on there, Dick?
Hey, hum. You've just turned the All-Star weekend into something awkward.
Oh, Dick for you. Can I give a shout-out to someone?
Sure.
Darren, old Dazza, my little Spurs mate, saw him Friday. He was pestering me, saying, when are you going to release your show? I said, just hold on, mate. I've had a big, big week. We're just having a breather. So
Here we are. Do you call him the Dazzler?
Yeah, funny, I saw my mate Aaron, the guy who was in San Antonio for a few months.
Yes.
Saw his beloved Spurs win the chip live.
Living the dream.
Yeah, rich bastard. I saw him Friday night and he said, you know, see you later. And 2 minutes later he comes back and he goes, oh, do you want a Spurs shirt? I said, sure, what the hell? And he goes, it's free, man, it's free. Well, we take free stuff. He goes, oh, you want a little hand towel? Yeah, sure, what the hell. A car? Yeah, sure, what the hell.
It's all coming up, Millhouse.
So if anyone wants any free Spurs stuff, just hit me up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're on eBay. You can bid.
No, I gave the T-shirt to my old man because he'll wear anything NBA. The hand towel's a bit mag cleaner for my car. And the flag I'm willing to just give to a Spurs fan. But now that they're all hanging out for another show, so...
Awesome. Look, I want to say a big thank you to all the Courtside members. You guys have been great on the boards while we've been on our little hiatus. But, of course, we hit Facebook, all caps Courtside, and asked you guys what questions and topics you'd like to hear on this week's show. And we've got a handful. Actually, we had quite a lot, and I had the...
I like a bit more than a handful. But,
yeah, we're about 19, but we shall start off with Lawrence Barr. And he wants to know, if Eric Bledsoe goes from Phoenix, who's going to give him the max deal and where will he go?
Darren's going to hate me because he said to me, you always think everyone's going to LA.
Don't say, he's not going to LA.
You don't think we're going to offer him some cash? Come on, mate.
Here's my question. Does he deserve it? Would you give him a max deal? If you're the Phoenix GM...
I would not give him a max deal.
No. He has an earner. I honestly feel like he shot himself in the foot. He should have taken the first deal they offered to him because it was a generous deal. It was roughly the same deal that Lowry got in Toronto.
I thought it was more than fair.
I mean, I don't think he could be asking for a max deal. He missed most of last year. For anyone saying like he's the reason why Phoenix came close to the playoffs, they're kidding themselves. They didn't watch a game because it was Dragic and those guys, you know, that really carried it. He came back in the later end of that season. I mean, I just don't think he's done enough. The only thing I can see really playing out, Isaiah Thomas and Dragic came out and said that, you know, they want him back. He's a vital part of the team. I would be taking a 1-year deal, prove yourself, and then be asking for a max.
But that's what he's doing, isn't he? He's going to take, like, it's a $3 million deal or something.
Is he taking that?
Apparently that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I just really feel like he shot himself in the foot. And I'm not surprised if Phoenix took that initial first deal back off the table.
Well, if I'm Larry Bird, I'm offering him about, I don't know, 46, 47 to come down and play in Indiana.
Wow. Yeah, I could see that.
Because they need... I like George Hill, but I think Bledsoe gives him a bit more... He's a bit more dynamic.
Do you think... the team I was thinking... was maybe Detroit.
Well, get rid of Jennings.
Isn't it time Jennings became a six man?
Isn't it time Jennings learned how to pass? That would be good.
He's actually gotten a bit better. His numbers weren't too bad, just the team sucked last year. But
I think Ben Gundy's going to lose his marbles with Jennings.
Yeah, I honestly feel like Jennings is a season or two away from becoming a bench player. I just
there's
think the
no
quality.
Way he's gonna. You reckon that's not going to cause trouble?
Oh, of course it is. But look, there's the quality of point guards, and you know the new guards that are coming through the league now. I mean, I just feel like teams would rather take the chance on developing young talent than bringing in Jennings as their starting point guard. I just don't see it.
Jennings has got to just prove to the league that he can get guys involved and just prove that he's just got to blossom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Bledsoe go to somewhere like the Pacers. I like him. I'd like to see him go to a contender.
Totally. I want to see him back in Phoenix. I think they've got a good thing going there. They've got a great coach.
I just don't like the setup with all the point guards they've got.
No.
I think he's better off leaving.
Our next question comes from David Pendeski, and he wants to know, what team has the higher ceiling, the 2011 Miami Heat or the 2015 Cleveland Cavaliers?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Highest ceiling.
You know what? I'm going to say the Cavs. But it's just on my gut.
I'm going to say the Cavs as well because I just think they're a lot deeper.
Yeah, and I think Kevin Love's way better than Bosch.
I think Kevin Love's going to... Wow, I don't even know what I said then.
I think Koivunkov,
he's pretty good, you know. He can really pass the rock.
That's my gut because Kevin Love will give you as many rebounds as he does points.
I think Kevin Love's going to have
it every night.
Well, I think there's going to be maybe a little bit of a Bosch effect for Kevin Love in Cleveland.
No, I'm tipping there's not.
I think that if they start losing, the fingers might be pointed.
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think Kyrie's going to sacrifice scoring at times.
He has to. Like I said to you before, this season for Cleveland's really going to be... It's really going to show us the real Kyrie Irving.
But it's also... It's keep guys happy as well. So the pressure isn't all on Kyrie.
No, not at all. But he's the point guard. He's running the show. You know, I think we're really going to see what sort of point guard he is.
And I've read a bit on David Blatt. And if you're listening, Mike D'Antoni, just listen to this. Apparently in Europe, David Blatt would adapt his coaching, to the players that he got.
That'll never catch on, Vince.
How crazy is that? So apparently that's one reason why the Cavs really liked him. He's willing to change his coaching style and adapt to the players.
He's a chameleon.
It's a karma chameleon. that's an Adam Ryan joke. I just found that interesting. If Dan Tony's read, but I think the ceilings are with the Cavs.
I think probably the ceilings also with them because you know that Miami squad will Wade deteriorated so quickly.
Yeah, that is true. There, this Cavs squad's a bit younger. Well, the main guys are a bit younger. Wade is very young.
Who?
You know, Verizao's what 30.
Who did you say?
Waiters.
Come on.
Did you just say the main guys?
Oh, did you just say the main guys and then reference Waiters? Come on now, Vince. Yeah. Come on now.
Waiters has got game, man. You're just a hater.
No.
You've got a hard on for him.
No.
You have.
No. Let's move on. Next question. Our next question is a dual question. It comes from Tanae Wilson Brown and Ben Carter, and they want to know about our FIBA predictions.
You know what I want to know from Tanae Wilson Brown?
What's that?
I haven't heard how cock-a-hoopie is about this trade. I want him to get on and just give us his thoughts. He's a massive Timberwolves fan.
He is a big Timberwolves fan.
Almost as big as Joey. Almost.
Nelly.
Yeah, FIBA predictions.
Who've you got your eye on? Who've you got? For Australia. Gold for Australia, did you just say?
No. Mad? Gold for Spain. Oh, look, from what I've seen, I just got a feeling Spain's going to beat the US out for gold.
I'm not convinced by the US A team. I think a little bit of a joke that Irving's in the squad.
Lillard should have been there.
Yeah, I would go Lillard any day of the week.
Yep.
Australia, I'm a little bit sad for. I think that I love the squad. Don't get me wrong.
But can I just say I hate Andrew Bogut even more now after watching our last game against France.
Why's that?
Because we've got all this talent, but we just were missing that massive key piece, that marquee piece, which is him.
You just nailed it. You took it out of my mouth.
And, you know, he's missing. He's missing again. Oh, but I'll be there for Rio. Oh, really? Yeah, he'll probably break a nail again.
That's just a bit annoying, you know? It's like I'm looking at the squad and I'm going, yeah, I mean, if we have Paddy Mills and we have Andrew Bogut, I can see he's getting a medal. But we don't have those two main pieces. We got a great squad. You know, we got a great squad for these two to come in and really cause some trouble on the world stage. But I just feel like we may even slip out. And we've even got a great bracket this year.
We need him to play. It just sucks. I mean, but they reckon... remember the commentator Mark Brown? He used to do all the NBA games here when we were younger.
Yep.
He was commentating. And he was really talking up our young players coming up and saying in Rio we're a good chance for bronze.
Yeah.
Or a medal.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're just going to have to wait 2 years, see if we can get at least a bronze.
Yeah. I mean, France is going to be strong again. I mean,
we beat France a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Okay. But did they have Nicolas Batum? Did they have Boris Diaw? Did they have...
I'm not sure, but yesterday's... Well, sorry, not a couple of nights ago. Turnovers, man.
Yeah.
We played sloppy. We were so sloppy. And Baines just... He got the ball in good spots, but just didn't go up the ball. He'd pass it off and pass it into trouble. It's like, God damn it, just go up strong.
Yeah. Look, we know about USA, obviously, and we know about Australia. Is there anyone else you're keeping your eye on?
I wished a bit of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico!
They've got this guy, Ricky Sanchez, who can shoot the lights out.
Does he have a brother?
Pepe.
Dirty Sanchez?
Dirty. You and your...
I'm sorry.
Sanchez.
I haven't spoken to anyone for a while.
you're a lonely old man. Puerto Rico look all right. They've got Barea and they got Balkman playing for him. They got another American playing for him. Sanchez is good.
I like the write-up on Barea. He's a player who can light it up and also get under the skin.
I'll tell you what, he was pretty physical tonight watching him.
He's a tough point guard, man.
I like him. I'm going to put it out there. Joey will be disgusted, but I like him.
I'm interested to see how Senegal go. They've got a nice squad. Gorgui plays for Senegal. They've got a handful of NBA players.
They won't do anything.
Well, I just think their athleticism might surprise a few people. Well, they've got some big boys. I'm just not sure about their guards, that's all.
Give me a gold, silver, bronze. Is that how it goes?
Oh, nah.
Or is it just first, second, third?
No, I don't want to do that.
I mean, it's a World Cup, isn't it?
I don't want to.
I'm going to say Spain beats USA. Powell's going to smash it.
Well, the Gasol brothers look pretty good from what I watched.
Yeah, Gasol, Ibaka.
Yeah.
Rubio's playing. Calderon's playing.
Is Delfino playing for Argentina?
Carlos, Nevada.
Is Delfino playing for Argentina? I mean, I know they haven't got Ginobili, but...
He's still injured.
Yeah, he got traded today to the Clippers as well. Interesting move.
Apparently he won't be ready for opening round. And they got rid of the big fat Jared Dudley.
Poor Jared. Everyone's so hard on him.
Stuffy.
You know, the New Zealand squad, I mean, Kirk Penny, man, he might cause some damage.
New Zealand, please, just get back on the plane. Go home.
Leave our New Zealand listeners alone, all right?
Oh, I'm sure they're lovely over there, but they can't play basketball.
Oh.
It's like an Englishman playing basketball. It just shouldn't happen.
And if you do want to send a complaint about tonight's show, please address them to Vince Germano. You can find him on Facebook or Twitter. We should jump to the next question.
Yeah. I'll tell you my Twitter story after. Just shit-staring on Twitter. What a wanker.
Wow, that was so funny.
Did you go to Twitter and read everything?
I didn't. But we'll,
you should.
Let's talk about that later. Our next question comes from Houston favorite Rick Jones.
Rico.
He wants to know, how much better would James Harden be if he tried on defense for a season? Would he be, you reckon he'd be an MVP candidate? In the conversation, at least?
In the conversation, at least. They'd have to win, like, they'd have to be...
50, like, 55 games?
Oh, 55 to 60. Easy.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
I don't know. I felt like when he first was sent that first season, or that first half a season in Houston, I thought he was playing great there. I thought he was pretty much that franchise guy. I don't know why he felt the need to take the next season off. Maybe he thought he just, you know, because they had a Sheik in the middle and whatnot, that he could.
Yeah, and then he's got Howard.
And then bring in Howard, he's got Sheik and Howard. I mean, sometimes I think maybe it is just a little bit of a...
between years.
Well, maybe it's just a strategy, you know. Maybe he's told, you know, to just get in front of him. He can't get in front of him, let him go, because you've got two towers standing behind you. But, I mean, there's been some YouTube clips getting around of his ole defense, so...
Oh, look, I mean, if he played both ends,
I don't know, I feel like he's done a lot in this offseason to damage his rep.
Well, he's come out with some stupid comments, but he's nowhere near as good as Kobe. But you know, the whole world knows it. I feel like he's on the verge of, like,
hero or villain, Vince.
Another step,
Vince. Hero or villain, James Harden. Hero or villain.
Well, if he starts playing D and they start, like, winning a lot of games, he's going to be a hero. I really feel like he's ready to take another step. But to be classed as, like, elite, he's got to improve the D. Then you could probably say, you know what, I'm the best player in the game. Maybe.
Our last question comes from Joey! From Timbal's Explosion. He wants to know, we had earlier the rumours of Sacramento trading for Rondo. I've heard reports that this deal's, like, 80% done. And then, of course, once that started, the other rumours of, you know, him going to New York have kicked up and started heating up again. But I'm gonna jump onto Joey's question and turn it into a new question for you, Vince. Is it time for Boston to move on from Rajon Rondo?
No, not yet. Don't know why they drafted Marcus Smart, but not yet.
No?
Well, I'm thinking you can't just hand over the keys now to Smart. But give Smart plenty of minutes, play them together.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, I like some of the moves that Boston's made, but they still look like another season of a jumbled roster, right? Like, I mean,
it's a mishmash of just players put together.
It's just mishmash
there's
of
no,
talent.
There's no plan.
Yeah.
What's the plan? They're a franchise in disarray. They should have taken Randall. That was stupid. You could have had two awesome pieces in Randall and Rondo. Doesn't that look better than Rondo and Smart?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
come on, man. Oh, I like Marcus Smart.
They've got Olynyk, you know, they've got Sullinger. I mean, I don't know if they needed another big.
Bench players, McCoy. Bench. Role players at best. What is Sullinger going to be their starter for the next 8 years? Is he? Get out of town. You are. You sound like a Boston Celtics fan.
Come on.
Oh, Challenger's awesome.
Challenger is awesome.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's a good player.
Come on now.
And Kelly Olynyk, please. Bench players.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I got nothing.
Oh, you were so high.
I was.
Used to be like Dirk.
I did say that.
I can't even. 7 foot. That's about the only thing.
I wish I could take that back. I really do. That hurts a little. That hurts a little inside.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he is like Dirk. He's 7 foot and wide, except Dirk can play.
No, I mean, yeah, I can't even defend it, really.
No.
He was originally drafted by Dallas. I thought it was a great move by Dallas. I thought, that's great. Like, I mean, you've got a guy who can learn off Dirk. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then, he could learn all he wants, but he doesn't have the talent to execute it.
He's young, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Dirk wasn't that great out the gate. Come on.
At least with Dirk, you could see it. With Olynyk, you can't see.
I don't know, man. Have you seen some of those early Dirk highlights? Come on now. Tripping over his own feet. Come on now, Beans. Even you got to give him that.
He had good numbers. He had decent numbers in his rookie year.
Did he really?
He did.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Better than Analytics, I can tell you that much.
Let's have a look. Let's
put more time into his hair than his game.
All right. Alenik versus Dirk rookie year. Let's do this. Dirk.
Yeah. Take your time, McCoy.
Played 47 games.
Yeah.
10
points per.
20 minutes a game.
Yeah. 10 points.
8.2 points.
Okay, that's decent for a young kid who's come over.
One assist.
Don't worry about that. Just
3 rebounds.
Don't worry about the rest of the crap.
Okay.
I'm happy with. Okay. Better than a Linick.
Let me write this down.
Oh.
So we got Dirkus, Circus. 8 points.
The nicknames you come up with.
We've got 3 rebounds and 1 assist.
But don't. And only got 3 rebounds. He was a double figure rebounder in his prime.
We're not talking about his prime. We're not talking about his prime right now.
I don't care. You're going to go, oh, he wasn't very good at rebounding when he is. So
look.
Don't.
I'm not sitting here saying that he's.
Just check Alenik's bloody points. This is going to be good. Probably like 3.5 or something. 0.5 of point. His hair probably got an assist.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Hurry up.
Kelly Olynyk. Dirk points. Dirk points.
God.
All right, let's do the comparison, yeah? So
well,
we've got...
The last hour.
Yeah, well, look. Dirk Nowitzki, 8 points. Olynyk, also 8 points.
Oh, what a joke. Someone said to type that.
Rebounds. Dirk Nowitzki, 3 rebounds. Olynyk, 5 rebounds.
Okay, that's crap.
Dirk Nowitzki, 1 assist. Olynyk, 1 assist. What are you going to say of yourself?
How many minutes did Olynyk play?
Olynyk played 20 minutes. Wow, that's pretty mirrored, isn't it?
There you go. Well, that'll be, if Olynyk can average more than 8 points, I'll go he, I'll tell you what.
You know, sometimes guys just take a little bit to develop, that's all.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm not saying he's the next Dirk Nowitzki. All I'm saying is, you know, Dirk was...
Do you really think Olynyk can give you 15 a game at some stage?
Possibly.
No, you're dreaming. Olynyk's crap. Not even fit enough to carry Dirk's bags.
Look, I'm not saying he's going to be better than Dirk. That's not what I'm saying.
I know that's not what you're saying. I'm telling you, he's a freaking bench player.
Okay. You remember you said that.
Oh, I remember it, mate. Don't worry. But yeah, I wouldn't be getting rid of Rondo just yet.
You'd hang on to Rondo?
Well, for now, because you don't know what you're getting with Smart yet. So, you know, if Marcus shows you enough, maybe you pull the trigger.
Yeah, it worries me that whole 80% of the deal is already done. I think the writing's on the wall. I think they're moving this season.
Yeah, I think it's a big mistake getting rid of Rondo.
I actually think the change of scenery might do Rondo some good as well. You know, he's watching some other teams get a lot better. I mean, he's not getting any younger. Especially for Rondo because he had that early taste.
Yeah, but he's only 26, isn't he?
I get that, but still, I mean, that taste's in his mouth. He knows what he's missing. You know, when Paul Pierce was stuck out in Boston, he never knew what he was missing. He never won that title early on. You know, he won that later in his career.
I think Rondo would have been a lot happier, pardon me, if they'd taken Randall.
You reckon?
Yep.
Look, I like Randall, don't get me wrong. I've come around on Julius Randall, but I'm just saying that they got a lot of bigs, and it just feels like if they would have drafted Randall, they'd be in the same position anyway. Like they're just
no, because you get rid of Salinger, or play Salinger behind Randall, and you get rid of Bass. You get rid of Bass or Salinger.
Look, agree with the Bass deal. Agree with everything you said, but they still haven't done anything. They drafted a point guard, and they've still got Rondo. There's still a big mismatch of talent.
Yes, but at least you could say, right, we're set at power forward, we're set at point guard.
But you could say that now about their point guard. You could say, why did they draft Smart?
That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't have been, to keep Rondo would have been more happy with a Randall there instead of going, well, you got me, why did you draft Marcus Smart?
Yeah, look, I think what we're both trying to say is that Ainge still has moves to make.
No, look, if you're a Celtics fan, you should be worried because you're going to be poo for a long time. Because they can't attract really good free agents either. As the greatest franchise as they've been winning championships, they don't really attract free agents, do they? Like, top of the line. Like, they got KG through trade, they got Ray through trade.
Yeah.
Drafted Paul Pierce.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a fair point. And it's funny, though, because, you know, people go to Boston, they want to stay in Boston. Like, a lot of the players that get drafted there, they want to stay there.
Yeah, oh, look, it's a good franchise. I've never been to the city, so, you know.
But it's that whole thing, you know. You never hear of LeBron James in his free agency talk mention Boston at all.
No, and you didn't hear Boston getting Melo in for a workout or anything like that, did we? Did he go to Boston? No, nope. I think he did.
No, sir. Look, we've got our preview shows coming up soon. They're a little while away, but this season, I wanted to bring in some of the courtside members to...
Not Benson.
To come in and talk about a team and give us their thoughts on a team. So for the courtside members out there on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, when you get a chance, just drop us a little mention on the Facebook page there and what team, maybe have a secondary team, just in case your first team's already taken.
Craig Wald will have five.
And, I would really like to hear some Courtside members' thoughts on their teams, and they can join us on the show.
And don't you bother Benson, because you won't be coming on.
Maybe I'll have Benson on and not you on.
Hey, if Benson's on, I won't be on.
Oh. I think we need to clear the air.
Oh, too late. I'm not in Sydney now. You can't give me a lift anywhere.
Zing!
It's been working out. He knows I'm after him.
Here it comes. Watch out!